This is Jerry Pippin. If you have a question about this subject, the most profound and complete near-death experience ever related and embraced by the light, the Betty J. Eady. That's the billing on the book. And Betty is with us on the line from Seattle tonight. And Betty, before the break, I was asking you or making comments, and I imagine this book was probably tough to get a major publisher. It may have been other reasons, and I don't want to know the business reasons why you chose lesser-known publisher. I know your co-author, I guess, has this company, right? This publishing company.
Yes, actually, he is one of the owners.
Okay, but I'm just thinking somebody, Simon and Schuster, or somebody.
Actually, I knew, and I know this is going to sound strange to some people, but I think the majority of people will understand this. I knew I would know the proper time to write the book, and I knew this by the Spirit, and I also knew that I would not have to contact a publishing company, but that a publishing company would contact me. And so I proceeded to write the book actually 6 years ago, and then gave it up for a while, and then continued this last year. A publishing company did contact me because I was doing presentations. And someone had written up, I think a 16-page notes about my experience, and they were passed around, and the publishing company happened to get these notes. They contacted me, and I knew that they were the right publishing company, although they were very, very small. And so we proceeded with the book, and it has done very well. The first printing was like 20 or 25,000. I knew that was not enough. I tried to get the publishing company to do more, but they could not afford to do more.
I was going to say, that's probably stretching it out.
That's what they said. They said that usually a person in the first year, 5,000-10,000 books.
Right. I used to have an independent bookstore at one time and dealt with a lot of regional publishers. I mean, you know, 10,000 is a big printing.
That's a big printing, and so they did increase it by 5,000, but they were sold out in 10 days. I did actually do the book on tape for Simon and Schuster, so it is out there.
That's the reason I mentioned Simon and Schuster. I thought there might have been a connection there or something.
Yes, and Bantam Book has bought the paperback rights, and it will be out in paperback next October.
But I would be willing to bet, because you really get into religion fairly heavy here in this book, even though I don't think this, in my mind, necessarily as a religious book. That seems to be a byproduct of the experience.
Well, that's just the problem. You see, the publishing company had a difficult time getting it into the stores on the right shelves because it was not considered religious, and yet I guess the Christian bookstores did not want the book. They did not consider it religious
The words match the Christian bookstore's market, but the theology behind it didn't necessarily agree.
Well, it was people thought perhaps it was New Age,
mm-hmm.
and so I just my reply to that is that God knew exactly what to do with it, so He made it a bestseller, and it has its own shelf.
Right, and you know, when you get up to number one on the New York Times bestseller list out of a little publishing company out of Placerville, California, that's pretty neat.
Yes, it is.
Because the publishing business is very, very they're very. They've got their certain favorites. In other words,
they
play the numbers game. You got to be in or out, one or the other.
That's right. Well, actually, this was Gold Leaf's first book, and
They hit a gold mine.
You bet they did. So it worked out fine, and the book got out there the way I wanted it. And Curtis Taylor, who is one of the owners, I gave him credit as being with. It, the book says that by Betty J. Eady with Curtis Taylor. He was a great editor. But you see, I was able to write everything I wanted without having everything that they didn't want edited out. And this is what I found out happens to most great books.
That's basically, in today's publishing world, the editor is your co-author. Most of the time, they send back for more drafts than you'd ever believe. Probably that was the secret to the success of this thing, is they let you go with it.
They let me go with it because I knew it was going to work, and they had faith in me. And I just told him, just let's do it as I know it should be done, and you are going to have a bestseller.
Well, you know, the today's technology, I'm not with a major network. I've worked with major company, broadcast companies and networks around, but I do, Independent Broadcasters Network is a well-received network, and we're on about 90 stations now, and some of our, you know, we have 300 or 400 stations that carry certain portions of this network. But my point is, you don't have to be a major these days, do you?
No.
If you can get it out there, the public can get it.
That's right, and that's the thing. You just need to have someone that has faith in you, and then you have to have something that the public wants, and then you have a bestseller, or you are, in your instance, I guess you would have more
listeners, more stations, more
water.
Right.
Yes.
Betty J. Eady is our guest. Embraced by the Light is the name of the book, and number 4 this week on the New York Times. The reason I picked the USA Today, Betty, is because you're going up in that one. You dropped down a notch, but you, of course, being number 1 on the New York Times list, that's something to be proud of. I'd have that framed on my wall, do you?
Well, I don't have them framed yet, but I have a whole stack of them. I have been started out on New York Times at 13. It went up to number 1. It slid down. Now it's back up to number 4. I know that it's going to hit number 1 again. And
well, you know, one thing we haven't mentioned here is somebody in your organization is a whiz at marketing.
No, I'll tell you what, this has been word of mouth.
That is amazing.
I know, and people buy the book, and bookstores call me, and they say, I have to talk to the author who's driving my bookstore crazy. People come in, they buy one book, they go back and they buy 10, 15. And they pass them out to friends. They want all of their relatives to have a copy. One man in Texas, this is just one. I mean, there are several of them that have done this, not quite as many as his, but he did. But he bought 400 copies, and he carries 100 of them in his trunk, and he passes them out. There are many more that have bought up to 100 and 200 copies, and they give them out on a regular basis. Other than that, all of the letters that I have received, most of these people have given out at least 10 to 15 books.
Okay, Betty, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go to the phones. We have Bryce in Wichita standing by, but first of all, we're going to take care of some commercial business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to talk to our listeners out there who maybe are just trapped in your home because you lack mobility. Maybe it's because of age. Maybe it's because of some other handicap, physically challenged, or perhaps you have arthritis or something else that's... it's just keeping you at home, and you just don't get out. I'm going to give you a toll-free number in a moment so you can call and get a packet. Now, when you call, this is an answering service in Cincinnati, Ohio. They do their job, but all they want is your name and address. And in fact, I would urge you, even if you are not physically challenged or trapped in your home for some other reason, if you know someone that is, get the information to them because this could change their life. I'm talking about, of course, Electric Mobility, the company in New Jersey that manufactures the 3- and 4-wheel Rascal scooters. They're sold nationally. In fact, there's over 600 people who repair and service Rascal scooters throughout this country. There's several service centers in every section of the country. This is a company that stands behind the product. The price is lower than you think. There's lots of finance plans available. There's even tips on how to get your insurance company to buy it all, and there's also some grant money. 1-800-473-3500 is the number to call. I urge you to call it now. 1-800-473-3500. Call now.